I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, my name is Kaylee Rogers. I'm a staff writer at Motherboard, and I'm also the host of our new podcast coming out called Science Solved It. And I'm here today with my producer, Tim Barnes.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
He's a special guest star just on this preview episode.
You'll never hear my voice again.
To help us introduce the show, what we've been working on, and hopefully get you guys as excited as we are for the debut.
So what is Science Solved It?
Science Solved It is a new podcast from Motherboard. Every week we look at one of the greatest mysteries in the world that was solved by science, and we talk to the real scientists who did the research and cracked the case. Our first episode actually deals with a mysterious sound that was recorded under the ocean.
We recorded the sounds of fishing boats to whales to even unknown sounds to the south.
Unknown sounds. That's the technical term for these underwater noises, but what it really means is that scientists like Bob can't explain what they are or where they come from. Sounds like the bloop.
Bloop.
And then another episode that we have is about these rocks that move by themselves. They're basically mobile rocks, and it took like 70 years for them to figure out what was making these rocks move.
And it was pretty clear, you know, that most people were doing this for fun. It was like, you know, mysterious thing, how these rocks move, but nobody's basing their scientific career on this kind of work. But it's just, you know, really fun little sort of mystery.
So I really wanted to do this show because I am curious and nosy and I love mysteries, but I want to know what the answer is. And I know that science is really good at solving things and providing evidence and doing research. So I figured that they had solved a few mysteries over the years, including some pretty weird ones. And they definitely have, and it's proved to be a really fun journey to explore these mysteries and figure out what the answer is.
Aliens, magnetism, energy vortex, which isn't even a thing. And I read once about someone saying that it was acoustic levitation.
Acoustic levitation?
Acoustic levitation.
Acoustic levitation?
Acoustic levitation.
What the heck is acoustic levitation? So actually, I wanted to ask you, Tim, working on this show with me and learning about these stories, what kind of person you think would enjoy listening to Science Solved It?
I think people who love the X-Files and a nice, hearty documentary on the History Channel. Those two fuse together, I believe, in my heart of hearts, is Science Solved It.
I think if you're someone who likes true crime shows, a lot of those have an answer at the end, but they are mysterious. If you're the kind of person who took out all the UFO and Bigfoot books from the library when you were a kid, or possibly still now, you're going to enjoy this show because it indulges that desire we all have to look at things that are mysterious and unexplained while also giving you a solution and providing some answers.
It and other old gods, the old ones, whatever, the deep ones, whatever you want to call the various creatures of Lovecraft's mythos, make sounds that drive people mad, that obsess people, that are unexplainable, that can't be related to other categories of sound that we already have. In that way, like, the bloop is, again, a perfect fit. Part of why young teen Austin loved the bloop story was like, ooh, it could be anything.
Do you feel confident in each of these cases, or were other mysteries revealed to you within the mysteries?
I would say a little of column A, a little of column B. So the results that we got are really compelling to me. There's good data backing up the answers we have. But a lot of these stories are kind of half solved. So you get a good satisfying answer, but there's still a little bit of mystery to play with and enjoy.
And a lot of these are mysteries I've never heard of before, too. So it makes you think every day afterwards, like, whoa, there is some weird stuff in this world.
And I think the fact that they are explained makes it even more fun. It's not just somebody imagining that they saw a UFO. These are real things that have been documented. They happen, and there's an explanation for them. And that's even cooler because nature and the world and the universe can do really crazy, bizarre things that stump us for a long time, and we need scientists to figure it out for us.
Yeah, it's either that or we're just part of the problem of convincing people that there's an answer to everything, and we keep the real answers in a vault somewhere in the vice office.
There's that. The real answer is always aliens, but we're not going to talk about that here. One thing that I definitely want to mention before we leave is that we're doing a special launch party to introduce the show. It's a partnership with Taste of Science New York, which is this annual cool science festival where real-life scientists come to a bar and just like talk to you about different interesting studies that they're doing. So for our event, it's all about science mysteries. We've got scientists that are going to come tell us about the greatest mystery they've ever solved. And you can ask them questions, and you can drink some beer with them. We're going to have prizes that we're handing out. It's going to be a lot of fun. So it's on April 24th. That's a Monday. It starts at 7 p.m. It's at DSK in Brooklyn. That's a bar. It's down on Fulton Street. If you want to come, go to tasteofscience.org/new-york. I'm also going to be tweeting it, so you can find me at Kaleigh Rogers, K-A-L-E-I-G-H-R-O-G-E-R-S. I'll definitely make sure that I share the links so that you guys can get your tickets and you can come on down. Thanks so much for listening. Our first episode debuts on April 25th. That's a Tuesday. And then we're going to have new episodes every Tuesday after that for the first season. I'm really excited to share it with you. I hope you guys enjoy it and have as much fun listening as I had making it. And definitely reach out to me at Science Solved It. You can find me at either of those places, and I'd love to hear your thoughts and your hopes for the show.
And I'm sure you'd also love to hear about some mysteries that are in the process of being solved.
Absolutely, and that's where you're going to find all the deets about what's coming next.